Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
U.S. Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski and Senators Brian Schatz and Mazie Hirono introduced legislation this week to increase the amount that hospitals in Alaska and Hawaii can be reimbursed by Medicare to perform outpatient procedures for enrolled seniors. Historically, rural states have faced significant cost disparities for Medicare reimbursement that drive up costs for both hospitals and patients. This legislation would recognize the unique cost of living challenges that hospitals in Alaska and Hawaii face and would increase reimbursement for ultra-rural hospitals to ensure that they can continue to serve seniors in rural locations. The legislation follows a letter sent to the Department of Health and Human Services by Senators Sullivan and Murkowski requesting more reimbursement rate flexibility for Medicare inpatient procedures in Hawaii and Alaska. The federal government's one-size-fits-all Medicare formulas are simply not working for rural states, a challenge that has saddled healthcare providers and senior citizens in Alaska with outrageous costs relative to other states, Senator Sullivan said. Without flexibility in these formulas, hospitals across Alaska are struggling to maintain the level of care our seniors deserve. Our priority must be ensuring seniors on Medicare across the state can continue to access the inpatient and outpatient health services they rely on. To learn more about this bill and what the other senators said, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed legislation to increase competition and reduce energy costs for ratepayers. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Governor Mike Dunleavy on Friday introduced legislation to benefit electricity ratepayers by increasing the efficiency of transmission system charges, prioritizing the lowest cost power, and encouraging the development of new power generation, including renewable energy. According to a press release provided by the governor's office, House Bill 307 and Senate Bill 217 improves how electricity transmission costs are managed in Alaska. These regulatory measures would eliminate the current method of charging per unit wholesale transmission fees and instead would require the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to create a system that will allow for the economic dispatch of the lowest cost power at all times. It will also provide fair and reasonable cost recovery for the utility companies and clarify which electric utility transmission assets are subject to this system. Additionally, the bills create a level playing field for power generation by giving independent power producers the same exemption from local taxes that nonprofit electric cooperatives already receive. In October, the Alaska Energy Authority announced it had secured $206.5 million in grant funding to improve Rail Belt grid resilience. The funds would be allocated to the Rail Belt Innovation Resiliency Project for the construction of a high-voltage direct current submarine cable to serve as a parallel transmission route from the Kenai Peninsula to Anchorage, creating a redundant system in case of disruptive events. As recommended by the Alaska Energy Security Task Force, the elimination of transmission-related wheeling rates, or tariffs, and the provision of equal tax treatment for both IPPs and electric cooperatives will incentivize private sector investment in energy development and provide greater opportunity for the integration of lower-cost power to the benefit of IPPs, electric cooperatives, and ratepayers alike. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Anchorage Assembly is against a draft program to restore water flow to the Aquitna River. The $57 million plan is proposed by utilities in South Central Alaska. They want to use the city's existing water supply infrastructure to restore 11 miles of water via a portal valve. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.